hell am I doing? I can't find this bloody place to save my life. Hi, Marcus. Enjoyed your lecture the other day. Come to apartment 9, Frank Street. No questions. Just come. L. This is what happens when the university opened the lectures to the public. Anyone can come in, lunatic or not. Right. Frank Street. Oh, here it is. Right. Apartment 9. Yeah. Lily.
Hi. It is good to see you, Marcus.
You too. How long has it been? 20? 30 years?
35, to be exact.
You know, in this modern age, an older man meeting up with a younger woman like this is frowned upon.
Not if society knew the truth about me.
I agree. You'd give every philosophy and religious academic a run for their money.
You don't look so well, Marcus.
I think I need to sit down.
Come in. Make yourself at home.
Nice apartment. It's spotless. Too clean, in fact. I'm assuming you're probably not staying here long. Am I right?
Would you like something to drink?
Coffee, please. You haven't changed at all. Frozen like a photograph. How is that possible?
Oh, I do have a special allowance which keeps me youthful. But I've started to see some wrinkles forming around the eyes.
Could it be from the fountain of youth?
That's a myth. I'm not allowed to tell you. That information is strictly confidential. You should know how private my work is by now. So, how has life been? You look very worldly.
That's one way of putting it. I've been busy. Did some traveling, done some studying. I'm retired now, a man of leisure. Got 3 grown-up sons and a granddaughter on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you, but I'm sure you already know this.
You said you're retired. How come you're still working at the university?
I volunteer for them, now and then. I'm a man who likes to be kept busy. Plus, I like to educate others. It was my calling.
I can see that. What made you get into psychology? Sorry, silly thing to ask.
Yes, it was. You said you came to my lecture the other day. Why?
Well, I wanted to see you in the field. Quote unquote, narcissistic personality disorder and toxic relationships by the acclaimed Professor Marcus Weaving. Sounds like a mouthful, but when you started to explain things, I truly enjoyed it. I'm so glad mental health is gaining some light nowadays. The mentally ill used to be kept in cages and beaten to torment centuries ago. I'm so relieved those times are over.
How's your life? You look tired.
Oh, I'm just passing through town on business.
Business?
Yes, business.
And instead of coming down to see me after my lecture, you chose to send me a text.
I thought about it, but I didn't know how you'd react. I wanted to see you and, well, the text method worked, because you're here. You wouldn't have come if it didn't feel right. I know you all too well.
True. And it's taken 35 years.
Marcus, please. You know how hard this is for me.
Yes, I do, but you still could have called, written to me, tweeted, Instagrammed, whatever. At least let me know where you were. Not just disappear. I mean, did you think about me at all? Was I even worth it, or did you just move on to the next trauma?
By the way, I hate social media. It's really messed up the younger generation, obsessing over likes, wasting their own hard-earned money on data, a load of pixels so they can be in the top 10 of cyberfame. It's fucking ridiculous. And, of course, you were worth it. That's why I had to leave. You wouldn't have coped staying with me. A normal life is what you needed, especially after what happened to you. I needed to disappear for your own good.
You came at a time when I needed you the most.
I couldn't let you go through it anymore. Your father was out of line to beat you.
Because I didn't like boxing, and because he failed at his fighting career. So he thought he could live his misery through me.
I remember watching you run from your house. Your eye was bruised. Blood was running down your nose. I had to do something. The sad attracts unwanted monsters. I wasn't the only one tracking you that night. Do you remember Azazel?
Yes, the goat man. The cheap version of Pan.
He wanted to take you for himself. You were on his list for a while.
You got to me first.
Yes, I did, and he hated me for it. Still does to this day, because Mr. L docked his allowance.
You know, I haven't said anything to anyone. Not a soul. Nobody knows about you, what you are. Or that goat creep.
I know. I could always trust you.
So what's the problem? Why couldn't I see you before this?
Please, just put my feelings into perspective.
I have all my life. It's just, I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
Are you okay? You seem a bit...
I'm stressed. That's all.
You need to retire, like me.
I can't do that.
Why not? You've done enough. You've done so much, and you're not allowed to take credit for it. How is that fair on you? I mean, you're the one who killed Jack the Ripper, for fuck's sake. There's still documentaries being made about the notorious killer. There are bloody societies out there trying to figure out who he is.
I couldn't save those poor girls in time, though.
I know.
I wasn't powerful enough back then.
You're amazing, is what you are. Not everyone can say they were the assistant to Isaac Newton.
I used to go by the name of John Wilkins back then.
John Wilkins?
Yes, Isaac preferred it. He was certainly a genius, although he was stupid at times. He had these strange ways of experimenting. He was obsessed with the color red, covered the whole house in it. And when he was studying prisms, he used to poke sharp things around the back of his eye. Poor bugger almost made himself go blind.
You should write a memoir.
It would have to be a work of fiction. Wouldn't want people to think I'm a lunatic.
Why did you want to meet me here?
I told you before, I'm here on business.
Why here? These apartments are really expensive.
Oh, in my line of work, money has no limits. I go where I'm sent. I always move from place to place. That's how it is.
Can't you just quit? You've done your job. Let someone else take over. You deserve a break.
That's just not possible.
I don't understand it.
It's work.
Work?
Yes, work. Oh, damn, sorry. I better get this.
Is this your business?
It's Gabriel.
Oh, yes. Your line manager.
He's on his way here, so you'd better...
piss off.
Not exactly, but yes. You know, it wouldn't have worked. With us, I mean. Us, a couple, together.
I get it. I mean, it is not like that we don't care about each other or have an unbreakable connection. Or that I'd die for you.
Right. I mean, if your Peter met me, he'd probably think I'm some desperate gold digger running after you.
Just to be clear, back in the day, I was your toy boy boyfriend. I'd glaze right over that part with him. Plus, he'd choke if he knew you took his father's virginity at the ripe old age of 18.
I didn't take you. It was consensual. From what I remember, you were very much up for it.
Certainly was. I was joking, Lils. Just one last question.
Go ahead.
My wife. Is she in a good place?
She is happy, and she is waiting for you.
Good. I'm glad to know that. I'll see you around.
Yes, you too.
If you want to go for coffee or watch a film, I'm up for it.
Sounds like a fine plan.
And perhaps, if you're looking to do any workout, maybe in the bedroom. I'm back on the market. Just thought I'd slip that in there.
You are not a young man anymore, Marcus. Your heart would stop.
I'm not on my fucking deathbed. I'm not that old.
And you said I'm not good with jokes.
I'd better go.
Yes, you should. Would you like to know about your father?
Why would I?
Because you still think about him, Marcus. I know you do.
He can go to hell.
All right, then.
See you later.
See you. Thanks, Gabe. You're a lifesaver. I wanted to have him here longer, but my anxiety was getting to me. I know it sounds stupid. An angel with anxiety issues, after all the crap I've seen. I swear I haven't felt so nervous since I was guarding dear Queen Elizabeth I back in the day. How is Marcus? He's fine. He's done very well for himself. I'm proud of him. After what he'd been through, he could have slipped down a very different road, but he pulled himself up. He said he wants to meet again. I'll think about it. I haven't been on dates. I'm always working. You won't tell Jove, will you? Phew, thank you. Anyway, better go. Starbucks, or Costa Coffee, or Cafe Nero. What should I wear? Damn, I need to research this.